Now I'm joined here in the studio with Councillor Sean Paul Mahon, Fianna Fáil candidate for the next local election in the electorate area of Artane and Whitehall, and he's going to be talking about his election campaign. So good morning, Sean Paul, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Johnny, and thanks for having me.
No, you're most welcome. The pleasure is all ours. So tell us about your campaign for the next local election, how it's all going for you and what kind of reception you expect or you are getting from, you know, the door-to-door.
Yeah, well, the campaign is well underway. I suppose everybody has seen the posters going up yesterday and the day before. So when the posters go up, people's minds start to focus on the issues and the candidates. So here on in, it will be every afternoon, every evening canvassing. There's 19,500 houses in the electoral area of Artane Whitehall. So you endeavour to try and get to as many of those homes as possible.
Yeah, and it's quite a lot.
Oh yeah, it's an impossible task over the period. But look, we do our best with what we have.
And your main focus is going to be pure local issues, the community itself and on the ground working closely with people. Tell
absolutely.
Us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as a local councillor, it's community based politics. You know, we don't have much to do with national government. So what we can achieve in Dublin City Council is better facilities for our local communities, whether that's helping tidy district groups, youth groups, resource centres, men's sheds, the whole lot, like just to have a better and the area looking better. That's your main
focus. Yeah. And you've been liaising with locals and the Gardaí concerning local antisocial behaviour. Has there been much of that in your electorate area, and what kind?
Yeah, there's been a mixture over the last few months. As you know, all local councillors now are members of the Joint Policing Committee, which meets every 3 months. They actually meet in this building in the Civic Centre here in Bunratty Road. So we get to bring up a lot of local issues that we come across in our day-to-day work, like whether it's antisocial behaviour or, you know, areas that don't seem to be getting the police and attention that they deserve, you know. So we can bring up issues of that. But we also have day-to-day, we can contact the local superintendents on behalf of our constituents now, so which is good.
What kind of antisocial behaviour has there been? Like, yeah, is it break-ins?
There's been a lot of break-ins. There was a lot of break-ins November, December, and into January. It's sort of died down. Having said that, I was in an area, which I won't name, last week, and there was a home ransacked, an elderly couple. So it's, you know, we had our joint policing meeting last week, and I kind of, you know, we do need the guards that are in place are doing a fantastic job. The superintendents in our area, with the resources that they have, are utilising them to the best of their ability, but they just need more. They need more guards on the beat.
Yeah, of course. What about Neighbourhood Watch? What's your view on that? Are you involved in it?
Yeah, there's we have in some of the areas around, we have good Neighbourhood Watch schemes, and they work well, you know. The good thing about this community at the moment, there seems to be, it's kind of a flip over. Older communities, there's new people moving in, and with new people moving in, they're setting up their WhatsApp groups and all of that, so they're watching out for each other. And they're watching out for their older neighbours too. You come across that more and more.
All right, yeah. Okay. And you've also been involved a lot with Artane Coolock Resource Centre. Just tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, I was the community development worker in the centre for 4 years before I was co-opted back onto Dublin City Council. So, yeah, a great resource centre down there in Artane. Covering
in Kilmore, isn't it?
Well, no, that's in our, just off the Artane roundabout, but it covers the area, St Brendan's, Ardley, Beaumont, and all of that area. So I'm also chairperson of the Kilmore West U project. I've been the chairperson, unfortunately, for the last 12 years. I went in to get them started, and I'm still there. But again, that's a fantastic resource that's in our community. Two great resources, but there's other community projects that are so vital and doing work that you don't see it in the headlines of the Herald or the press, or any of the press, but they're doing work under the radar that are helping a lot of people in our community.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah. You've also been involved locally in the controversy, I beg your pardon, concerning the proposed sewage treatment plant in Clonshaw. Yeah. Tell us about that. How's that going?
Well, this has gone on a long time. This was first proposed about 7 years ago. And I think the last local elections 5 years ago, we were just in the middle of a lot of... there was a lot of consultation going on about it. So it's raised its head again. Now there's plans. And it's gone to An Bord Pleanála. I was always against it for the location, the size of it. I think for located beside a populated area like Clonshock, you know, four times the size of Croke Park and all that brings. I was always of the view, and I think it was the view in the past, that smaller sewage plants were the way to go and spread them out. You know, so as I said, you have a sewage plant that's proposed four times the size of Croke Park. Something goes wrong with that, it will have a devastating effect on the locality, and not only the locality, but Dublin Bay.
Absolutely,
you know, and we have seen the smaller plants have issues, have problems, and they shut down immediately. So the sewage spillage are confined to small because they're smaller plants. But can you imagine this plant, something going on and going on to the bay? It just doesn't. And the people in Bord Pleanála, they have the decision to make, and you want to be 150% you know, that this will never happen, you know. And you know yourself, with computers it can be, it's something that's a person can make a mistake, or a computer can go off, or whatever, you know. It just doesn't bear thinking about.
Yeah, well, with the present housing crisis we are in, wouldn't it have made better sense to use the site for housing?
Well, it's an interesting fact that land is farming land, and you can't build an outhouse there at the moment. If a farmer wanted to put a shed or an outhouse there, he can't because of the proximity with Dublin Airport. So, yet they want to put a sewage plant first time since the size of Croke Park. Doesn't make sense.
At the moment, it's all in the hands of
An Bord Pleanála held their public hearings several weeks ago, which a lot of local people were involved, and public representatives given their views. Even the day I was in, two 12-year-olds from the local school spoke at the hearing, and very eloquently. You know, you had to hands off. There's two budding politicians there in the local school.
What about local issues? Litter.
Litter. Listen, you know, look,
keeping our districts clean and all that kind of stuff.
I'd love you to come and do a podcast with me or whatever, canvassing, because every second door is about litter, cleaning up. You know,
really?
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people are. At the doors, people are saying, like, we pay the property tax, but now we seem to get less. When we paid nothing, we got more. There was more services.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
You know,
strange. Yeah, actually, isn't there a massive community cleanup happening across Dublin this Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah,
you're involved in that, are you?
I am in my own local residence groups, can I just say that there's an awful lot of residence groups in this area that don't just wait till the 27th National Cleanup Day to do their cleanups. There's a hell of a lot of residence groups within our area that do a cleanup every Tuesday or every Saturday morning. You know, so it's ongoing in a lot of communities. When you go out into housing estates, you'll see them at work keeping their areas tidy. So it's not just a one day event. It's great to see these one day event to publicise it. But there's just give credit to all the groups that are out there doing it already on a weekly basis. Yeah. You know?
Oh, sounds very good. You were also present at the unveiling of a new peace garden in the Newbury area. What was that all about?
Okay, so it's not a peace garden, it's a remembrance garden. It was a local initiative by another group, Newbury Residents Association, or Enhancement Group, they call themselves. And they've done a fantastic job within the the estate. It's an estate with about 150 houses in it. The new signage in the on their roads as at their entrance, and all the little cul-de-sacs have now new signage. They have a lovely green where last year Newbury was 40 years old, and they planted trees, and there's a lovely well. And this year their project was it started off as a small little project, and about five or six of the local men, the brains behind it is Betty and Pat, and they this fantastic remembrance garden. It's just for all the people that have lived in Newbury and passed on, and that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah, sounds
very
wonderful.
Lovely gesture on behalf of the community up there, that, you know, that they think of remembering people that are no longer with us, you know.
So. Yeah, very good. I know you're mainly involved in local issues, but what is your opinion in relation to, you know, all the crises we are having in this country at the moment, the very serious ones like the HSC, the housing crisis, the homeless, Brexit and so on?
Well, housing, we have a bit of a crossover, because as councillors, we have a say in some of the developments,
planning and so on,
planning and all that. But housing is one of the biggest issues that you know, and you can't escape that. Even though I am a local councillor, and you can't escape national issues on the doors, and housing is the biggest issue that we have at the moment. And when you come across families living with families, you know, and they're not counted on the homeless list, you know, I came across one family that spends 5 days, husband and wife and two children, spend 5 days in one in-laws, and at the weekends they go to the other in-laws. That's not a way, you know what I mean. They don't qualify for social housing, but they can't afford the rent. At the same time, they want to try and save, and that's common right across our area.
Yeah, and of course, sometimes, well, in most cases, in fact, there's nothing to rent anyway.
No.
You've got queues a mile long waiting to view places like shoeboxes.
If you want to save for a house, you just can't pay the rent, you know. So something, you know, we have rent-free zones and all of that. I think it'll take something more radical than that, you know, because, you know, people, it's just natural that people will go off and live together and want to leave home and set up their own home. That's just what we all did, you know. So there is a generation out there that's been deprived of that they can't move on.
Yeah. What about the HSE crisis? And now that's like in the likes of Waterford Hospital.
I know I canvassed this afternoon, and the hospital crisis will be raised with me numerous occasions. And funny enough, because our area takes in Beaumont Hospital, I meet a lot of people that work in Beaumont Hospital, nurses, doctors, catering staff, the whole, you know, maintenance staff, the whole across the board. And they all have a concern for Beaumont Hospital, the way it's been run at the moment, and the overcrowding and everything else. Morale wouldn't be the highest.
No, it's not. In fact, no. And now the latest news, now they've dead people on trolleys decomposing because there's no room in the refrigerator.
Waterford, that's not good enough in this day and age.
Yeah. Anyway, right, so we leave it at that, John Paul, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
Pleasure to come in and talk to you, Johnny, and come in again.
Okay. Yeah. John Paul, thank you very much for joining us today, and all the very best to you. And good luck with the campaign as well. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, John.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Councillor Sean Paul Mahon, Fianna Fáil candidate for the next local election for the Artane Whitehall electorate area. He spoke about his election campaign.